Once you start getting into the 80s and 90s, I think that music splintered off in terms of familiarity. And these songs, I've been so surprised to find how people in their 50s know them and their kids in their 20s know them. These songs span many generations, and that's what makes them really classics.
Songs like Hazy Shade of Winter and Mercy, Mercy Me definitely rank among the most familiar of tunes. But in the risk-taking hands of Susan Werner, they get a new setting with a different brand of classics. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. In one life, she's a singer-songwriter. In another, she's tackling standards. And then there's her life as the writer of The Gospel According to Susan Werner, her last album, The Gospel Truth. So it's not entirely a surprise that for her latest project, Susan Werner leapt into entirely new territory, or at least new territory for her. That's because the songs on the album, Classics, are sort of two-part covers. Songs from the 60s and 70s pop songbook merged with quotes from the classical catalog and arranged for string quartet. So through Werner, pairing Paul Simon and Vivaldi somehow works. And host John Platt asked more about the hows and whys of the project during Susan's recent visit to FUV.
So is part of this the idea of just kind of being able to push these a little bit farther than they normally would go?
There's that, and there's also to see what songs would sound like when you do them with chamber music instruments. Because some songs really reveal themselves to have a lyric eloquence and elegance that is just stunning. And some songs reveal themselves to have musical structures that sound classical in some way, like Haydn's Clock Symphony or like Mozart. These were things that came to mind when I was working on these songs and songs by Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney and others. Some of these had the bloodlines of music from the world of classical music, and these chamber music arrangements seem to reveal that in a new way.
I listen to my words, but they fall far below. I let my music take me where my heart wants to go. I swam upon the devil's lake, but never, 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 I'll never make the same mistake. No, never, never, never.
You're personal connection to these songs. Is it something where you kind of have lived these in some way, or was it more kind of an exercise for you?
Well, I'd like to say that this is a collection of my favorite songs. I can't say that necessarily. I think we took these songs from this particular era and passed them all through the gate of do they have a certain kind of lyrical sophistication to them? And also, do they sound good when reduced to piano and cello or string quartet? Do they sound good with these instruments? And these are the songs that made the cut. These are songs I felt like, almost like going to a store and trying on gowns or dresses or trying on fancy suits. Some of them will look good on you and some of them won't look good on you. And these ones were songs that it felt like I could sing and find a persona, find someone within me to sing them. And there was something new to say by singing these songs. And it was a wonderful challenge as a singer to move away from your own words. And it feels a little, in a way, a little scary because now you're just, it's almost like you're singing just naked out here. Here you are, just a singer now. You can't get by with your wit or your other, you know, other things you don't ordinarily do.
Whoa, whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Oil wasted on the ocean and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying.
Susan Werner.
Oh,
and her cellist, Julia Biber, tackling the classics live in Studio A. Hear the complete interview and other exclusive performances in the audio archives at WFUV.org.